Begin by lying down on your back. You can have a blanket or something, a rug or something on the floor so that you're comfortable. And just start by becoming conscious of how your body feels as you're lying down. Become conscious of your feet, lower legs, thighs, your buttocks, your back, arms, neck and head. If you've been really busy and you feel a little rushed, then really take some time to get settled before you start. Now turn your attention towards your breath and just gradually begin to extend the breath, breathing into your lower abdomen, the middle, and then the upper chest. Exhale from the lower abdomen, middle, and upper chest. Try to make the exhalation longer than the inhalation, ideally twice as long. So you're doing a 1-to-2 ratio, so you might be inhaling, say, for 6 seconds, exhaling for 12 seconds, something like that. Bring your full attention to the breath. If you slightly constrict the throat, you get a soft tone coming from the throat that enables you to hear the breath. And so you can tell if the breath is even and smooth or if it's a little uneven. So just continue with this for a few breaths, with your full attention focused in a relaxed way on your breathing. Now take a breath in. As you exhale, slowly bend your legs, put the feet on the floor below your buttocks. And then inhale, slowly take your arms over your head. The arms can be slightly bent. Just take them as far as you can comfortably. Ideally, it would be right over the head onto the floor, but if that's uncomfortable, just go as far as you can. And then exhale, bring the arms back. And carefully coordinate that movement with the breath. So the breath starts slightly before the movement begins and goes on until just after the movement finishes. If you find that you're running out of breath halfway through the movement, then make the movement faster. The breath is the primary thing here. The breath determines the speed of the movement. So repeat that back and forth a few times. Inhaling is expanding the chest, so you make an expanding movement at the same time, and then as you exhale, the chest is contracting. You bring the arms back, so that's a contracting movement. So you have a harmony between the movement of the breath and the movement of the body. So just repeat that a few more times. Now inhale, take the arms over the head again. This time keep the arms over the head and take 1 or 2 breaths. If it's uncomfortable for you to keep the arms over the head, then put a pillow on the floor just above the head so that your arms have something to rest on. And take several slow breaths in that position. Okay, take a breath in. On the next inhalation, exhale, bring the arms back and bend your knees onto the chest. Put the hands around the knees with the fingers interlocking. This is a counter posture. Just relax, relax your feet. Don't pull the knees down onto the chest. Just relax, free breathing, just regular breathing. Now inhale, lower the feet onto the floor below the buttocks. Then take a slow breath in. As you breathe in, stretch the right leg up so that it's as straight as you can do comfortably, and take your arms over your head again. Exhale, bend the leg back onto your chest. Inhale, exhale, bring the arms back. And then on the next inhalation, stretch the leg up, take the arms over the head again. Exhale, bring the arms back and bend the knee back onto your chest. Repeat that once more. Exhale, bend the leg onto the chest, bring the arms back. Inhale, keep the arms still, lower the foot onto the floor. Exhale, bend the left leg onto the chest. Inhale, straighten the left leg up, take the arms over the head, and repeat that again very carefully, working to coordinate the breath and the movement, making sure that the breath is overlapping at the beginning and the end of the movement. We continue with that movement. Finish the movement you're making now, and then exhale, bend both legs onto the chest again, put the hands around the knees with the fingers interlocking, and rest. Inhale, lower your feet onto the floor so that the legs are still bent. The feet just below your buttocks. On the inhalation, lift the buttocks, take the arms over the head. Repeat that. Exhale, lower the buttocks down, bring the arms back, and then just repeat that movement several times. Slowly, longer exhalation, full attention in the breath, keeping your awareness in the sound of the breath. Now inhale, lift the buttocks up, take the arms over the head, stay in the posture for two or three breaths. On the exhalation, keep your arms above the head, lower the buttocks a couple of inches as you exhale. Then inhale, lift the buttocks, open the chest. The arms remain stationary, slightly bent. Your shoulders and upper back should be relaxed. Exhale, come down from the posture. Take a slow breath in. Exhale, bend the knees back onto the chest. Rest in this position. Make sure that you're not hunching the shoulders. Keep the shoulders down, relaxed. The back of the neck relaxed. Feet relaxed. Now inhale, straighten the legs onto the floor. If this is uncomfortable for you, you can keep the legs bent just below the buttocks. But if it's comfortable for you to lie flat, lie flat. And now I want you to just rest for a few minutes and just check in as we did at the beginning of the class. Just take your attention down to your feet. Become conscious of your feet and ankles, your lower legs, your thighs, buttocks, your lower back, mid-back, upper back and shoulders, your arms and hands. You your neck and head. So I'm going to end the recording now, but you can continue resting. I would recommend that you rest for at least 2 or 3 minutes. Try to keep your attention focused so you're not one mind isn't wandering off and you're thinking about other things. Try to keep your attention within the body, especially the abdomen and chest. You can become conscious of the breath. You don't need to do any deep breathing, but you can just become conscious of the quality of the breath. And then when you've done that for a few minutes, you can end the class.